right, here we go. Well, I would say very excited for this.
Yeah.
Michelle, you're the one of the few people that you could do. Is your headphones working?
Uh-huh. My ear just got itchy, but I realize it's under my headphones, so it's good.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to, you gotta like take the headphones off.
It's okay, I'm just gonna let it ride.
Just go with it. So you're one of the few people that don't, literally, you do not need to be introduced. Do you feel that way?
No, I think there still needs to be an introduction made, I guess.
How would one introduce you?
I don't know. Now that I actually said that, I don't know how that made it really awkward.
I have no, I feel like, well, my biggest question actually for you, like I put a thing out yesterday and asked people if they had questions for you. A lot of great questions. By the way, if you did submit a question, I'm grateful. And if we use it, just let me know because I didn't keep track of who asked what questions. One of my favorite questions was, what's your inseam?
My inseam?
So that was a good question.
That's like, very specific. I don't know either.
You don't
Nike
know?
Knows.
How
I
do
don't
you
know.
Not know.
I don't know.
They just
know
come in
things.
And visually just...
Yeah, it's really awkward, actually. They get a taint measure, and they go right up against my crotch.
And then taint measure.
No. Tape, but T-A-P-E, not taint.
Right. Not tape.
Tape.
Because the taint is immeasurable.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could measure if you wanted to, but
it's
just as awkward because they get the tape measure really right up there.
They go in there.
Yeah, and then they go all the way to your leg and to your foot. And yeah, I don't know how much it is. I don't know.
I got searched yesterday in the airport. The mic is not really working for me. Here we go. I forgot my ID, and they had to search the shit out of me.
Oh, man.
I was like,
they
you know
frisk
what?
You?
I'm just going to enjoy this. And the guy was a little creepy about it, though.
The hand lingering.
You know what it was? Too much eye contact.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, frisking.
Yeah, anyway, that's weird.
We can move on.
Yeah.
What is it like? I feel like, what is it like to be you? When you wake up in the morning, are you like, I am Michelle Wee? Or do you wake up in the morning and you're just like, this is normal? Like, do you ever like have moments where you like remember all the impact you've had on the golf industry and young golfers? And
not at all. I wake up and I'm really just sore all over. I just need like a good solid 5 minutes of cracking everything in my body.
You literally just, how do you do it? Like the back,
the
fingers?
Back, the fingers, the neck, the hips. I don't jump out of bed anymore. I kind of do like the old person.
You actually grown.
Yeah, I'm awake.
And are you a morning person though, other than
I
that?
I am. Once I'm up. I need a good cup of coffee, but I'm up.
Yeah. How many cups of coffee will you do?
On a bad day, I'll do like 3 cups of coffee.
Three.
Like I like to do a good midday coffee. I'm a big afternoon coffee person.
Like 3 p.m.?
Like a 2 p.m., 1 p.m., yeah. Like
earlier.
Around lunchtime.
Average wake-up time?
It depends. When I'm at home, I like to wake up pretty early because I like to work out early.
Like 6?
So 6:30.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you do, I some days I can drink 5 cups of coffee.
Oh, I drink so much.
Which is tough.
Yeah, it's just bad. And then I try to go on a coffee cleanse, and then I'm just like a miserable human being.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know.
Like, why do we deprive ourselves of the things we love?
Yeah, green tea is not coffee. As much as people are trying
green
to.
Green tea gives me a headache just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's just so like much. Need the coffee.
I got into green tea. Oh, I got into matcha lattes.
It's good.
For a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, matcha's good. I mean, it has a lot of caffeine in it.
It's good, but it's just like, I need something that tastes basically disgusting to really get me up.
Some real good dirt water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you make your coffee? You don't do Keurig, right?
No, I don't. No, I like to do a French press because I'm
solid.
Really lazy and I feel solid. Like that's the easiest way.
It probably is the most bang for your buck.
I think so, yeah. Right?
Do you ever double dip? Like, do you ever do 2 cups out of the French press or do you do a new?
No, I double dip all the time.
You do?
Even when actual double dipping and appetizers, I'm a double dipper.
Oh,
yeah. I'm a shameless double dipper.
I can totally see that.
Yeah.
I had another great question. Someone I'm remembering now. What is your record of donuts consumed in one day? I was like, that's a good one.
A lot. I think I definitely went through a whole
12?
Dozen.
12 yeah. is solid.
Yeah, 12 is solid, yeah.
Speaking of donuts, I get a lot of shit for this, but do you want a cookie?
Yeah.
I make these cookies. You don't know because you don't listen to podcasts.
I don't. But I did see it on Instagram, though.
You saw them on Instagram?
I did.
Check it out. Do they look better than they sound?
Ooh, wow. These look good.
So here's the thing. I get a lot of shit for it, though, because apparently you're not supposed to eat the cookies into the microphone. But I don't understand why.
Sounding like a cookie monster?
Yeah. They say, there's actually people who have a fear of hearing people chew stuff.
Really?
I don't know about that.
It's
but
delicious.
I'm drinking. The only thing that make it better is coffee.
Oh, my God. I know.
It's pretty good, right?
It is so good.
That's the paleo cookie. That's what you. That's all you get as a guest on the show.
Is it paleo?
Paleo.
I need this recipe.
This is a huge compliment to me because I have a feeling like whenever you move on to your next phase of life, it will be food critic, right?
I think so. I love food.
A lot of people ask me that. What are you going to do next? And I was like, I know what it's going to be. It's going to be food critic slash business partner with Eric Lang's Paleo Cookies.
Yeah. I love it. Those cookies are amazing.
Right? All coconut. Low glycemic index.
Wow.
Some people asked for the recipe and started sending me photos of their happy families eating cookies.
That's really amazing. Cookies are the best thing ever.
I don't have a napkin. I'm sorry. You put all of your fingers. Here.
Use my dirty sock onto the bed.
Your old Nike socks.
That's where it was. I had one. I found one this morning. I couldn't find the other.
To paint a picture, we're on the floor of Michelle's hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I'm sitting Indian legged. You're kind of half Indian leg.
Yeah.
Is this a physical thing? You have to do that?
No, I don't know. I like to spread out.
One leg out. You, let's see, other questions that I have for you. So we got over the, what is it like to be Michelle? No, but really, you don't ever have a moment where you're walking around and you're like, I'm the shit. You must have that. You must literally walk around and just be like, I am literally the shit. Not like in an egotistical way, but like, you've done a lot. You've accomplished a lot. You've given a lot. You've really, like, you've solidly...
Lola's really looking for the cookie crumbs right now.
Can we give her? No, we can't.
No.
Chocolate. I would never give a dog a cookie.
All right, she got into like a chocolate bar like during a tournament one time. And I was like freaking out. Googled everything.
Yeah.
But no, not really.
I don't believe you. Come on, you have to. You at some point.
Oh, there are times when I go to restaurants and I get free food. I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
That's all it is.
And then one time I went to the airport and I was flying this airline and it was people from Hawaii and they're like, they didn't even check my ID.
Literally,
they're like, oh, here's your boarding pass. I'm like, oh, cool.
That's great. That didn't happen to me yesterday.
No, you got fricked.
They did not know. I almost showed them Adventures in Golf and then I was like, I don't think that's going to work. I don't think they care about that. Okay, so what else? You're awesome fashion-wise. Would you agree?
I think... I like fashion a lot, but I can also look really homeless as well, too, and just really bad.
That's actually a skill. That's a talent, and you should take credit for that, too.
Thank you.
To be able to have, like, the degree of options you have and still look homeless, that's hard to do.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean...
You don't look homeless right now.
I don't know. I kind of do, a little bit.
No, you... Well, I don't know. I mean, you have a hoodie.
I live in an oversized hoodie.
You're wearing...
I know. It's questionable at all times.
Yeah.
I walked out of the house one time and... last week when I was home and my mom was like, are you wearing pants?
Yeah. That's a question people
need to
ask.
It's a question. Yeah. I get asked that all the time.
But see, then again, that's a top thing. Like you want people to be questioning what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. A little mystery goes a long way.
I bought a jacket in Hong Kong that was $500
mm-hmm.
and people literally want to know if I got it out of the trash. And I'm kind of like, I can't tell how I feel about it. Do you need to get that?
No, it's okay.
But everyone loves your style. You're like a, you know, I don't know. What do you call that? You're like a trendsetter.
I guess. I mean, I think Nike does a great job. I mean, I think without them, you know, I kind of choose within that,
right.
Whatever they give me. So they've done a really good job of
so
making me look good.
So they literally tell you what to wear? Do they send you the outfit and you're like, I don't even need to think about it?
Yeah, during like major weeks,
right.
Like A&A, like that dress. They're like, you're going to wear this dress. And I'm like, okay, I love it.
Yeah. But is there ever a time where you're like, not feeling it?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Really?
I'm very particular. I have a lot of superstitions.
Like what?
A lot.
My God, you have superstitions?
My life is run by superstitions.
Okay, top five. Let's go.
I don't cut anything before the cut.
What
I don't
mean?
Use scissors. I don't use a knife.
If
I don't cut anything.
Literally, steak.
I would just chew it.
You would just chew it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think more scissors more than anything
more
else.
More scissors, okay.
Yeah.
Knives, kind of okay, depending on the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But no scissors.
No scissors.
Like if someone came to you to cut off a tag with scissors.
Oh, my God. That would give me major anxiety.
You'd be like, get away.
Get away.
Fired.
Well, I did that once. I needed to cut a towel to make it smaller because it was raining. So I like to use a quarterback towel in
right.
my back pocket.
Okay.
And I was on the range. I was like, oh, it's okay. I'll just like cut it. Missed the cut that week. I'm like, never again.
Okay. So that's a good one. Four? You have more?
Yeah. I don't wear pink on Fridays.
No pink on Fridays. Why not?
I missed the cut one time wearing pink on Friday. And then after that, a lot of these superstitions have to do with me missing cuts.
Right.
Like, I don't wear all white.
You'll never wear all white.
No.
Shit, I'm wearing beige and white.
Well, I mean, off the golf course, I will.
Right.
I love wearing white.
White's a good color.
On the golf course, we'll never wear all white.
Never.
Yeah.
Why? Because you look like a caddy or you missed a cut once?
I shot like 80 once. And I was like, that is the end of me wearing all white.
Maybe this is my problem.
Yeah. If you do bad, you just got to like exit. You got to pick a reason why. It's never you.
No, it's never
me. It's never you.
It's never the caddy. It's never the golf course.
No.
It's always the fashion.
It's just something going on.
Any others?
I always like, I have a like a little bag full of ball marks, and I try to pick one out that has the best juju. And if I'm not putting well, I will change that ball mark.
It's the ball mark.
It's the ball mark. It's never me. It's right. The ball mark.
It's never the putter.
No.
Mm-mm. Right. So it's just the ball. What does David Ledbetter think of all these superstitions?
I mean, he thinks I'm crazy. He's always thought I'm crazy. He thinks I'm very mentally unstable.
Did you have these superstitions when you and he met? You and he met when you were quite young, right?
Yeah, I was like 13.
12, 13, mm-hmm. Right. So what did you have these then, or they've developed over time?
They've developed over time. I think when you're a kid, nothing really bothers you. But then as you get older, you start right. to like overthink things.
Totally.
Yeah.
I've started now after like traveling a bunch and like having, for me, missing a cut is kind mm-hmm. of like having an accident on set or like not getting the proper shots that we need. Mm-hmm. And so now I find myself like, I literally hold the railing tighter as I go down the stairs.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to fall.
No. I hate stairs. I have a phobia of walking downstairs.
Okay, so we have something
and going down escalators.
This is great.
Yeah.
Escalators are pretty easy, though.
They're difficult. Very difficult. It's moving. It's moving stairs. It's very hard.
But you don't need to move. You just
but
get on.
But that first step, though.
I mean, a plane is what... You're afraid of flying.
I'm afraid of flying.
I posted something that said I was afraid of flying, and you chimed in. And you're
I know.
Like, me too. And I was like, first of all, that blows me away, because you travel maybe more than I do, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
How are you still afraid?
I hate it. I just, to me, it doesn't make sense. A metal object carrying over 100 people.
Hundreds, sometimes.
Hundreds.
If the big one's 400.
Yeah, and then you're crossing over like these vast oceans.
A dark, cold ocean.
It's, yeah.
It is totally fucked up.
It is. It doesn't even like make sense to me.
No. Even the short flights, though. Yesterday I flew back from Portland. Terrified.
Yeah. I think the short ones are the worst because you don't get as high maybe in like a smaller aircraft.
Tinier planes.
Yeah, and it just like bounces up and down.
I've actually even had the experience, I've had the privilege of flying private a handful of times.
I hate flying private.
I find that even scarier.
I hate that. It's so terrifying. And then there's so many accidents. If you just hear about it all the time.
Yeah, and it's always these like high profile accidents.
Yeah.
And I'm just the extra. They're like, and that guy.
And that guy. And the extra passenger on board.
Like, and some guy with some weird hair. You know, but like, those are even weirder because, I don't know, for me, what almost without fail, I get on the plane, I strap in, we hit the top of the runway, mm-hmm. the engines wheel up, you know, and literally I just tell myself, this is all I hear as soon as that happens. Shortly after takeoff at 12:37 p.m. And then it's over. And then my palms are sweating for the entire duration of the flight. Shortly after takeoff.
I always think about like what it will feel like to free fall.
Yeah. Wait, so this is actually how it happened for me. I was in France 15 years ago. The plane took off for about 5 minutes. We were at about 15,000 feet, free fall, complete free fall for like a solid 25 seconds. Hit the ceiling, everybody, tears, crying, shouting, yelling, flight attendants looking totally scared. So that was what did it for me is I'm always afraid. It was like a couple little rumbles and then fell out of the sky. So I just go back to that. Like it was almost PTSD.
Yeah, I think so.
Have you ever had anything like that?
No, but I remember in English class at college, I was in this writing class and the professor wrote a book about this plane crash that happened. And it was like, it was called 6 or 7 seconds or something like that.
Oh,
and
no.
it was like,
that's all it took.
Like basically like, and then what happened within like that. And it's everyone's recollection of how they free fall. And I always think about that. I'm like, what would you do? I don't know what I would do. Like,
you'd
I don't
have
know.
No time.
I would lose my shit.
Hopefully you would take a deep breath.
That
and just realize you did so many great things in your life.
No, I would literally freak out.
No, really?
No.
Are you kind of a morbid person, though? I feel like you and I have a similar sense of humor, and I'm pretty morbid.
I'm pretty emo. Like, I like skulls. I like, you know, really dark things. I like scary movies.
Do you have a favorite, like, emo Instagram account?
I do really like Marilyn Manson.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I like following his
stuff. Do some of your fashion influences, aka hair color, does that come from him?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely went through a huge gothic phase in middle school. Like, you know, the full like plaid pants with like the spiked belt.
I had the spiked wristband.
It was bad. I only showed one eye, I think, for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my bangs.
And was
were
that
just
a thing or that just happened?
I mean, back then, though, I thought Good Charlotte was, like, really hardcore.
The best band ever.
Yeah, and I thought I was, like, being really moody and, like, super hard.
Right.
But I was, like, the softest kid ever.
What about Green Day?
Yeah, but they were just, like, actually kind of emo-ish a little bit. Good Charlotte was more, like, my jam.
I like
it. And Avril Lavigne and...
Avril Lavigne, great.
Yeah.
You were like, have you ever met Avril Lavigne?
No, that'd be amazing.
Do you want to?
Yes.
You should. Does anyone out there listening know Avril Lavigne?
Yeah.
Can we synchronize a meetup?
Yeah, scared boy.
I have some questions here. Let's see. I did research.
Oh,
I found
you did?
You wanted to play in the Masters.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was like always wanted to. I was really close, actually.
Yeah, for the there was a qualifier on the PGA Tour.
Well, no. I played in the men's public links.
Right.
And the winner gets to play in the Masters, and I lost in the quarterfinals.
Oh.
I know. Actually, I think both the finalists got to play in the Masters. So if I just won two matches, I would have played in the Masters when I was 14.
Do you think about that, and you're just like, I am a badass?
No, like, I was just thinking, it was like, what could it like happen? Right. That's pretty crazy.
How could it have gone?
Yeah.
Have you played Augusta?
No, I've not.
What?
I know. I've never been.
You've never even been?
Yeah. I'm not like a big golf dork, though.
No. You just play to win.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll play anyone, anywhere, anytime.
No, I'm just like, I like look at my caddy. He's like the biggest golf dork.
Matthew and I hung out last
night. Yeah. He's like a huge architecture nerd. Yeah.
You guys are the opposite.
Opposite. And he gets to this golf course. We play Wilshire Country Club. Yeah, amazing, by the way. Yeah. Love it. And he's like talking about all the architectural design and how much he likes it. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty dope.
What did you do today? So Wilshire's famous for its third hole, short par four. It's probably 290 from the tips, but you can't really drive it because it's an island green.
Yeah.
What did you do today?
Third hole, that's the one with the bunker on the left, and it kind of goes left to
Everything
right.
Everything slopes right, yeah.
Matt was telling me about hitting into the other fairway, which I heard that you never even thought about
I've never even heard of it. I played the course 3 years, probably hundreds of times.
Uh-huh.
No one's ever played into the fifth fairway.
Yeah, I mean, it could do that, but I think I'm just going to hit, like, driver down the middle, and then I hit everything fade. So for me, I can fade around any tree, so the second shot doesn't really bother me too much.
But driver's not too much for you?
Nah, I don't hit it that far anymore. I kind of bunt it down there.
Really?
Yeah.
I looked at your Instagrams from today. It looked like you were getting after it.
I try to, but I look at like my swing speed now. I'm like, oh, that's still really slow.
What's your driver swing speed?
Now it's like 100.
Dang, Michelle. Come on. Is it painful to go further?
No, I don't think I can anymore.
Really? What? Okay, here we go. A lot of questions. Here we go. So, this is a good question. A sensitive question. I'm paraphrasing. We got a dog under the bed.
What are you doing under the bed? Okay.
How do you pick yourself up after like a round that you're not happy with? What do you do?
I watch a really scary movie.
Scary?
Yeah.
Interesting. Like I Know What You Did Last Summer? Or like, is that scary? That's not scary.
I don't think that's scary.
I can't do scary movies, so I'm not with you on this one.
I don't know. I just kind of, sometimes I like watching gore when I...
Like full on. What is that? Like Scream?
Yeah, like Saw kind of things, you know, just... People just getting killed.
It kind of puts the missed cut in perspective.
Yeah. Right. Wine always helps. Alcohol always helps.
That does help. That's been known to help.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So wine in a scary movie. Got it. So that's in your gift bag, probably. If someone really knows you. Next hairstyle. What are you thinking?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I kind of miss the color pink.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll just do that. My root's going to grow out to be really kind of nasty.
I mean, you kind of do anything.
Yeah.
I don't see any bad hairstyle on you.
I don't know. I just don't care anymore. I just like to do what I want to do.
What do you care about?
I don't know. I kind of live my life.
You just live it.
Yeah.
Because I could see how on some level it'd be like, what do I even care about anymore? What's important? You've done most of the things you wanted to do.
Yeah, I think for me.
And they were pretty bold dreams as a 12-year-old, right?
Yeah. I mean, I pretty much did everything I wanted to do. I didn't really care from day one. I knew I wanted to go to college. I knew I wanted to go to Stanford.
Right.
I knew I wanted to play with the boys for a while. And I knew that I don't really care what other people think of me. And I just want to do what I want to do.
Right. So is that how, like, you probably, I actually got someone trolled me this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of got to me. What are you, I gotta put my funny glasses on because I can't read what I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common.
I'm eating a cookie. Don't mind me.
Go ahead, just get in there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I was thinking about it and do you can't even engage. Do you see it? Do you care when it happens to you?
I mean, I think I don't actively try to like see all my comments, but sometimes it just happens and you see it.
And you actually see it.
It hurts.
It hurts no matter what.
And then you kind of like rationalize them, like they're just stupid.
They don't understand.
They don't understand.
They don't know what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, no, but the thing is just like, I think people hate just to hate.
Right.
Sometimes,
they're
going to
hate something somewhere no matter what.
You. Yeah. Right. So I think you just got to know that, you know, I have friends that, you know, like me for me, and that's who I choose to hang out with. I mean, if that person was real and they would love to say it to my face, then go right on ahead.
Right.
But my favorite thing to do is actually to block. I block people.
You just
people.
Block them.
I just block them. Because I'm like, if you're hating on me, then you don't have the right to see what I do.
We never need to interact.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. I should block.
I block and report.
You and report, huh?
I report.
No hateful activity.
Yeah.
That's good for you.
I think it's my way of like getting over it. But yeah, it is hurtful at times.
Securing yourself against it ever happening again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, more of a serious question. Would you rather fight 1,000 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Oh my God. Duck-sized horses.
Really?
Yeah, I have a thing with birds. I hate birds.
Wait, so you would rather fight 1,000 tiny horses?
Yes, I love horses.
You have to fight them.
Yeah, but they're really cute, though,
they're
still.
They're all going to die.
But think about, like, a horse-sized duck. There is
That's very scary. That's very scary.
And, like, the weird webbing claws.
Yes. Yeah, they could take you down with just the claw.
Yeah. And the wings. They can hitch,
yeah. They could create so much wind speed.
Yeah, you could just like wing trample speed. On. Yeah.
It's not swing speed. Wing speed.
Wing speed.
No? Anyone? Most unglamorous part of your job? These are great questions, by the way.
Most unglamorous part of my job? Waking up at like 4 a.m. for your 7 o'clock tea time.
Ooh. Yeah. That's what you need 3 hours, huh?
Yeah.
And then you do the normal stuff in that 3 hours?
Yeah.
Cold showers ever?
No.
Why not? Have you ever thought about it?
No, I don't want to be miserable.
They're incredible. Will you try it and just get back to
me? No, please? I'm okay. I'll pass.
20 seconds.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm a big fan. This is a question I came up with. Compare the Michelle Wee of today, 28 years old, mm-hmm. to the Michelle Wee of 2005.
Oh.
What are the differences and what are the learnings that you can pass on?
I think when in 2005, I think my whole life was on an upward trajectory. I think nothing bad had ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, it was kind of naive in the way where I thought my whole life was going to be an upward trajectory. I'm like, oh, I'm like, I feel like I'm this good right now. I'm going to be like that great when I'm 17. I'm going to be that good when I'm 21. I'm going to like be amazing when I'm 24 and nothing's going to go bad in my life and everything's going to be amazing. And that's literally what I thought, literally to myself. I was like, my life is amazing and my life is always going to be amazing. And then boom, bad stuff happens and you kind of fall down. And I think I like it. I like where I am right now. I like all the experiences that I've had. I think it makes me, you know, more understanding of, you know, people and, you know, why people do the things that they do and why I do the things that I do. And just grow from it. You know, I'm appreciative of my low points. And I'm just glad that I'm not naive anymore.
Right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's good. Someone wanted to know if you could give them Nelly Korda's number.
Negative.
That's a no. Let's see. Best advice you were ever given?
Best advice I was ever given. I think my coach always has good tidbits here and there. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, to David. Be happy. Yeah, David Lebeter.
David is a spiritual dude.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Like, how would you describe David to someone who's never met him?
I was very intimidated by him by the first time I met him. Really? You know, you always have this like stigma that he's gonna be like David Ledbetter, you know, just super strict golf coach.
Well, he's got the hat.
The hat is very intimidating.
The hat goes a long way.
And the inseam. The long
legs. He's like 6'4", right?
Yeah. I remember when I first met him, I was like just super scared. And then when I actually started talking to him, getting lessons from him, he's like the kindest man, the funniest man, and makes so many jokes and just genuinely cares about my well-being more than my golf game. Right. And he just always has like, yeah, exactly. And I just, you know, stuck with him this all time. Even like during my bad points, he's like, you know, it's just, you just got to be happy and play well and golf will follow. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone wanted to know if the high hands has a technical impact on the ball flight.
On the my follow through.
On your follow through, yeah.
I play a fade, so it just helps me to play a fade.
It helps you to kind of hold the face.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Cool. Good stuff. I play whatever shot the ball ends up turning into. Hopefully, we play together in the pro.
I know. That'd be awesome. That be? So much fun.
Let's see. Oh, best and worst. Well, we'll just worst pickup line you've ever gotten.
Oh yeah, I got a lot of those.
Golf related?
No.
No?
Asian related.
Yeah. What's an Asian pickup line that's not racist?
Oh my God, you're so... Oh, they're all racist.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, you're so pretty. What kind of Asian are you?
Wow. What kind of Asian?
I was like, I love being like, what kind of white are you? I love... That's my...
That's intense.
Yeah. Or this one guy came up to me, he's like, oh, I'm going to Japan next week. Where should I go? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not fucking Japanese. Right.
That's crazy. I mean... Oh, God. How embarrassing for them.
Yeah. I just love embarrassing them once they do that,
though. You totally drop them.
Oh, yeah. My favorite thing to do is also just responding with a straight no.
No.
Yeah.
You just say no.
I just say no.
Like, so what kind of Asian are you?
Or anything. Like, if some, I don't want to be bothered and some guy just comes up to me, they start talking, I'm like, no.
No, not today. So, because you have red receipts on.
I do.
Yeah,
We
talked about this, because I do too. And you say most of the reason you do it is to fuck with people.
I like being a dick sometimes.
You're just literally like, I read it. And that's your way of saying no.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, is there any other reason why people keep their red receipts on?
I keep them on so I don't need to say things like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's, I guess that's what normal people would do.
But also, yeah, sometimes, I'm usually pretty direct, though. Like, if someone's texting me and I don't want to, what do you mean? Why do you make that face?
I'm pretty direct. Direct is a weird word.
I said direct.
Oh, I thought you said erect.
I'm pretty erect. We're going to stop the podcast now. No, I'm pretty direct.
Okay.
Meaning I'll tell someone exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Like if, whatever. Anyway, we'll move on. Moving on.
Things are really awkward.
Yeah. Done with that page. I have, let's see. When people think, what the hell? Oh, when people think of you, what do you want them to think?
I think when people think of me, someone who's really chill and fun and, you know, just kind of does their own thing. Right. Doesn't really care about other people.
Is that one of the things that you think you've sort of brought to people is the ability to kind of, you know, just be whoever you are?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've kind of, in my golf game, whether it's, you know, my putting stance, what I went through before, my hair, you know, going to college. You know, if I was one thing I want to leave behind, I just want to show girls that they could do whatever they want to do and not have to feel like they have to be in a certain constraint or act a certain way just because they're a female and a young girl going up to a golf club. Just kind of walk in and just be like, okay, this is who I am, and just got to deal with it.
Right. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know, going back to the fashion thing, because you don't – do you adhere to dress code? How does that work for you? Because I don't think you do.
I work my way around it, but on tour.
What does that mean? What does that mean, work your way around it?
I find loopholes.
Loopholes.
Yeah.
Because I've definitely tried to play golf with women, and I don't know what the hell they can wear.
Yeah.
I know that I have to wear a belt and, you know, pants or shorts. And you know what I mean? Like, but for women, it's much more of a gray area.
Yeah. I think if you're, like, on tour, you know, you just want to be respectful. And
no disrespect.
Yeah. No disrespect. Hashtag no disrespect. but I don't know. I mean, it's hard. Like, I think my friends always make fun of me, but they're like, oh, if it was like me going to a golf course looking like that, I get kicked off. And yeah, you get to a golf course and you can wear a hoodie and leggings and be fine with it.
That's the wheezy privilege.
I don't know, but then I look at it, I'm like, but I'm all covered up, I'm wearing like a hoodie, and like, it's like, what is golf clothes? Like, you know?
I mean, a hoodie isn't necessarily against the rules.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yoga pants are. They have to be.
I mean, they're just like tight pants.
If I went out in yoga pants, I would definitely get a letter.
Yeah.
Like purple, like Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah,
yoga pants.
I mean, I think of, oh God, yeah, no. I would
Bad.
Kick you out.
You would kick me out.
I would kick you out.
You don't think that's hot? What do you think a guy should wear?
I think just look good. Like,
not like on a golf course, though, like in general.
Oh, in general. Yeah, I don't like the sagging pants, like when the pants are like below the butt.
Like what looks like you took a shit in your pants?
Yeah,
I don't like
that. Yeah, like diaper butt. Yeah. I like when you look clean, like, you know, just not a lot of color, just mono.
Not too colorful.
Yeah.
Not like you were just at a rave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, not like you're just at Coachella.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not a big Coachella fan, huh?
I am. I would love to go.
Never been.
But I just, like, it's just really funny seeing everyone post pictures from Coachella. Although, if I went to Coachella, I would probably post all those pictures.
Yeah, you'd be exactly
so,
the same.
So, yeah.
You would literally just be like, hashtag Coachella. What's your favorite hashtag?
I don't know.
No.
I'm not a big hashtag.
Not a big hashtagger.
Yeah.
Me neither. Arnold Palmer said something very nice about you.
Oh, yeah?
You remember that? He said, she's going to influence the golfing scene as much as Tiger.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
He's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really touched me when I read that.
Oh, that really touched me now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Moment of silence.
I know. R.I.P.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to cook?
I cook really healthy things.
Really?
I like making acai bowls and like smoothie bowls. I'm a big smoothie bowl person. But when I cook, I actually cook a lot, like really vegan stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Then when I eat awfully, like outside.
I tried to follow What Do We Eat for as long as I could. I really tried. I tried my best. I'm sorry.
Did you unfollow me?
I did. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why?
Because, like, I mean, I love food, but, like, I just don't, like, I don't know what it was. I think I want to connect with you.
Yeah.
You know, more than what you're eating. Is that okay?
No.
It's not?
No.
What do you
we
want
can't
me to,
be friends.
Do you want
again.
Me to go
yes,
back?
Yes, I want you to follow me back.
So I'm going
to
make another account that's called like, what's Eric wearing? And you have to follow that. You know, or like what's Eric's dog eating? And it's just going to be dog food
yeah.
every day.
Yeah, do it.
You would do that?
Do it.
You wouldn't do
I
that.
Dare you.
You wouldn't.
I dare you.
You would.
I would double dare
I'll
you.
I'll do it if you tag what's Eric's dog eating in like 5 posts.
No.
And it's just him. He's cute though.
He's so cute.
I think he's the best part about me.
Aww.
Is my
I
silly,
would agree.
That was a joke and now you're rude. That was rude. What is, hey, thank you so much for helping me out on that episode of Adventures in Golf.
Oh yeah.
With Pratima.
Yeah.
She loved that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she got a big kick out of it.
Yeah, nice.
What else? That was just a thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, okay.
Because I haven't seen you since then.
Yeah.
But what do you hate? It's a dumb question.
What do I hate?
What do you hate? It's sort of easy.
I don't know.
Think about it.
Huh.
Take your time.
Hmm.
What do you hate?
Hmm. I hate that Eric Lang unfollowed my amazing food page. But heard about it.
I can do it again. I can follow it again. I don't know. It was like, I don't think I share the same food obsession that you have.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Mm.
If I had a page about something else, you wouldn't follow it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Now I won't.
Now you definitely won't. Nah. Have I upset you?
No, I don't care at all. I like my food page because
guys,
I like.
She's upset.
I'm
I can
upset.
Tell. She's staring at the wall. She won't even look at me.
No eye contact.
She's actually zipping up my bag. I have to go.
No, I just like, I just don't want to be that person that like overloads my regular page with food.
Right.
I just like,
I respect that. I was grateful that you made a second page.
Because people like you who don't want to follow my food can choose not to.
That's what
I'm
you did.
I'm so butthurt.
I thought you created like a democratic situation.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I did. I mean, because I love food and I want to be that annoying person that posts about food. So, like, people can choose to follow it or not follow
it. So, then the thing is, it's ironic then if I have to follow the food page, you haven't really done anything. Like, I still need to follow it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? What's the hardest part of being a role model?
I think people look, it's hard when people look up to you. I don't know if I, like, really like it or not. You know, just being, trying to be perfect and trying to, you know, being a good role model is a lot of pressure.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just...
Because there are times when you want to do something that you wouldn't otherwise do.
Yeah, because I remember, I mean, I try to look in a way where if I was a parent and I, you know, had a kid and they had a role model, how would I act?
Right.
And it's a lot of pressure because, you know, you have a lot of kids that look up to people. And if they do, you know, things that, you know, maybe aren't role model worthy, it kind of sets the kids in a path because they worship, like not worship, but look up to you and they think that that's okay to do.
Right.
But you're at a different age gap, you know. There are things that, you know, I wouldn't do when I was, you know, 13 or 10, but now I do because I'm an older age. And, you know, it's just like, it's hard. It's a lot of pressure. But, you know, I think, so that's, it's a balance for sure.
Yeah. Like, do you ever think about like throwing your putter or something like that and you decide not to? Something like that?
No, I'm not one of a putter thrower.
You're not an angry person.
No, I do swear a bit on the golf course.
Right. That's okay though.
This little trick that I do is I try to cover my mouth with like my shirt.
Oh, smart.
But then I think it's soundproof and it's not soundproof.
It's not. At all.
It's not. Shirts are not soundproof. Just a PSA right there.
That could be the new Nike.
Yeah.
Soundproof shirts.
Yeah, exactly.
This shirt is fucking great.
Right.
Well, Jasper has a thing. Apparently, tuck is a word in Swedish.
Oh.
That means fuck, I think. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, he just says, no, I was speaking Swedish. And they're like,
oh, yeah,
it's
great when you speak other languages.
You're still fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. let's see. Dun, dun, dun. I think we've covered it all.
That's
Do you have
amazing.
Any questions for me? This has never gone this fast. We're kind of, it's been a firecracker.
I know. It's been like a.
Yeah. You
told
me.
You gotta give me the recipes of this.
I can give you the recipe. Ready? Right now.
Okay.
3/4 cup coconut sugar.
Uh huh.
1/4 cup coconut oil. Mix those together. Then throw in an egg and a teaspoon of vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Mix that together. Then throw in a teaspoon of salt, a half a teaspoon of salt, and half a teaspoon of baking soda. Are you ever going to remember this?
No.
You're not. I was surprised you were letting me go on.
Yeah.
And then you put in the almond flour, and then you put in the chocolate chips.
How much almond flour?
2 1/4 cups.
Oh.
And then a cup of chocolate chips, obviously the nice ones, the expensive ones.
Mm.
Don't cheat. Don't
semi-sweet ones?
Yes, the big ones.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And then you put it in the fridge. You got to put it in the fridge for an hour. I tried to do that.
No, you can't because they fall apart.
They come out like a crepe, which is makes you look really stupid.
And the freezer actually works really well, too.
Freezer's good. Uh-huh. I haven't stepped up to that yet.
Yeah.
I'm not that urgent. I made these this morning.
Oh.
I got up early.
Look at you. I feel really special.
You should. I mean, it's like, I actually really enjoy it because it's like a meditation and I get time to think about nothing else. Like, I'm not like on my phone. Mm-hmm. You know, do you ever find like the phone is really in your face?
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
I know. It's right here.
How much of a day do you spend on the phone?
Way too much.
Too much, right?
I hate it. I hate it.
It's crazy.
I mean, I try to remember what it was like before everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Instagram's a pretty new thing. Snapchat's definitely a new thing. Like, what did we do before?
Like, where was all the time?
Yeah.
Because like, I was never
What did
never
I do? What did I do?
Did you, like, play Monopoly?
Yes, I did, actually.
Charades?
I did, actually.
Board game?
Such a nerd. I don't know what I did. I mean, I wasn't, like, a what's it called? The video game.
Video gamer?
Yeah.
A gamer?
Yeah, I'm not a gamer.
She made
at all.
A gesture with her hands.
Yeah.
It looked like you were playing video games, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, Nintendo, I was, like, really big into Super Smash Brothers. But
that was good. I was more into, like, Mario Brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Double Dragon at the arcade. So, but, yeah, I mean, because it does take up a lot of your time. So you must get a lot of random messages. Do you go through them?
Do you have a hard time? Sometimes I do, and then sometimes I send to my friends.
Like, screenshot them?
Yeah.
And you're like, look at this weirdo. Yeah. What do they say? Which ones do you send away?
I love the ones with the grammar errors in them.
You pick on their grammar?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big grammar person.
Really?
Yeah.
I swear you're
in your. I've made a lot.
You've made a lot to me.
I'm a hypocrite. Oh, for sure. I'm a hypocrite. 100%.
Lola is bugging out.
Yeah. She just wants
to get a chest pet.
Oh, yeah. But you're in your.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. There and there.
Would you, like, what level? Like, you couldn't date someone with.
No.
Ever.
No.
Yeah, you misspell the time we're meeting or whatever.
No. I mean, like, I mean, my grammar's not great, but you're and there.
Huge.
Is, like, yeah.
Because what do you see them as, like, a Neanderthal if they can't spell like that?
Yeah, or just really lazy.
Incredibly lazy.
Incredibly lazy.
I'm pretty sure I've sent you quite a few typos.
It's okay.
Quite a few.
That's fine.
Because for me now, like, I can't see that well. It's a true thing. I can't
see. I'm blind. I'm completely
blind. You are not.
I am.
Where are your contacts?
My contacts are -9, -8.5.
Holy shit. You really are blind.
I'm blind.
Yeah. So
my glasses are -10.
Is that why you stay in bed in the morning for a while? Because you're like, it's not safe?
I have so many bruises on my leg. Me
really?
Going from my
them.
Bed.
That's just from walking around your hotel rooms?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Me going from my bed to the bathroom every morning to try and find my like contacts or like is an adventure.
Why don't you keep the contacts by your bed?
That would seem too smart.
I have another idea. You could have a piece of rope. It goes from the bathroom to the bed, and you just follow that.
Exactly,
That could be good.
Yeah, I just, like, I hit corners. Yeah. That's why in my room at my house, I have zero hard corners.
Really?
My bed is a really soft corner.
This is a design thing.
Yes.
What's your bed like?
It's really low. It's like a Swedish bed,
modern?
I think. Yeah, modern. Yeah. But, like,
something classic.
Yeah, but the corners are, like, padded.
Right.
They're, like, leather padded. Yeah. They're not sharp corners at all.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
What, because also, like, what about the toes? That can really hurt.
Yeah.
The toes can hurt.
Yeah. I kicked my golf bag one time. So I was really mad. And I broke my right toe.
No, you didn't.
I did. But I was like so embarrassed. Because you got to act cool, you know?
You didn't tell anybody.
You can't. No.
Were you with Matthew at the time?
No, I wasn't. And I was like, I was on my birthday. I was really cranky. I was like playing really well. I was in Malaysia.
Right.
On the last hole, I kicked the bottom of my golf bag. And I didn't know because I am not like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
So I didn't know I was supposed to kick like the soft part of your bag.
Yeah. Staff bag is hard.
Yeah. I kicked the bottom of my bag.
Ouch.
Yeah. And it broke. It was quite blue and purple. And I didn't get it worked on because I was really embarrassed.
Yeah. You're like, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
And
then
it got super huge.
Yeah.
Did they have to drain it?
No. I just like, I didn't show anyone.
You literally, to your dying
to
day.
To this day, it's probably still like in a weird place. I can't bend my toe fully. I refuse to get it looked at.
This is great. This is like, come on. We need to go to the doctor right now.
No, I refuse.
We need to just go get it looked
at. It's fine now. It happened a long time ago.
I don't know if I believe you.
Yeah, I mean, it still can't fully bend, but I'm good.
Do you think, why didn't, I feel like the golf shoe would protect you, though.
But, like, if you kick it a wrong way, plus I have really soft golf shoes.
Oh, you kicked it on the top. Oh, you wear soft golf shoes.
Yeah.
You don't wear the hard ones.
No.
No, why not? This is bad for your feet.
Ankle problems. So, like, I don't like spikes. I like to feel the ground and kind of move with it.
If you play barefoot ever?
Yeah,
love it. That's fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? Any questions for me?
Will you follow What Do We Eat Again?
Oh,
I've never let you live this down.
I'll follow it. I wish there was a way. This is sad. Do you wish that there was a way to follow people but also have them be on silent?
You can mute them, you know?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
This is the thing. You didn't know this?
Am I muted? If I'm muted in your phone, I'm going to fucking freak out right now.
I mean, I'm telling you so you can mute me. No, I think you just say, I think you just mute it.
Huh?
Yeah.
And what? And then I never see the post?
Yeah. It will never show up in your timeline.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Did it just blow your mind?
Yeah, I'm going to start following a bunch of people right now. Yeah, I don't care. I'll follow anybody, really.
Okay.
Except when people make secondary accounts based solely around food.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was thinking about creating one for Lola, but that's just too much. I don't want to be that person.
I would follow that. What does Lola eat?
Yeah.
I would watch that. I would totally do that. The Travels of Lola? That'd be great.
Travels of Lola.
LPGA dog?
Yeah.
That would be great. She must make so many friends.
No.
Do you bring Lola to other countries?
I wish. I can. Just to Canada.
That's it?
That's it.
I tried to bring Snowball to Japan, but it's quite hard.
It's an island, too, so they have really strict...
Like, it's an island. It is an island.
Yeah.
I don't think of it as an island.
Yeah, it's pretty strict. I mean, like, the UK and stuff is really strict, too.
It's kind of all islands, though, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Even America, no?
Yeah.
Not so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Favorite LPGA tour stop?
Hawaii.
Yeah.
I get to go home.
I figured you were going to guess that.
Yeah. LA is pretty cool, though. I haven't been in LA in a while.
How long?
Like, 2 years? Yeah.
I like LA.
I love
it. I'm kind of ready to leave, though.
Yeah, I like the surrounding bits of LA more. Mm-hmm.
Like what? The ocean?
Yeah, like Manhattan Beach and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm about ready to leave, though. It's just like, it's a crazy city, you know?
Yeah, I see you more in New York.
I did live in New York.
Yeah,
New York's kind of also hard, though.
Yeah, I love New York.
I just kind of want to live, like, this is going to sound crazy.
In Kansas.
Sort of, yeah. Not Kansas, but like something like that. Like in a small house with like land where the sun sets, you know, and you can, I mean, the sun sets everywhere, but... I'm making a fool out of myself. But you know what I mean? Somebody's like quiet. Because I never really work in LA.
Yeah.
It's always somewhere else.
Yeah.
You agree?
You should do it.
Great.
Do it.
All right. Well, you know, I'll keep in touch about that.
I'll meet you.
It'd be harder to do podcasts, that for sure.
Yeah.
People don't really come through Kansas that much.
No, I guess not. I've never been, actually.
Who do you think I should do another podcast with?
Mm.
Given that you don't listen to podcasts. But who do you think would be interesting? Because the idea is I talk to golfers about not golf and entertainment people about golf.
Uh-huh.
Who would you like to hear from?
I don't know. I don't listen to podcasts. Who would you like to interview next?
I guess Obama.
Oh, yeah. That'd
be
awesome.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or any of the presidents, really.
Any president.
Yeah. You'll take a president.
Any president.
Obama's pretty cool, though.
Maybe not the current president. That would be kind of awkward.
He would love to talk about golf, though.
He sure would.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of golf. Okay, let's move on. Let's get away from that. I do not want to talk about politics. Why did I walk right into that?
You did. You set yourself right up for that.
We're at 42 minutes. I can't really see. I feel like... I feel like you want to stop this.
My physio's coming
soon. You can be
soon.
Totally honest.
Let's stop it in a couple. A
couple minutes?
Yeah.
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
I have nothing planned.
I have nothing for you either.
So you got what? 3 suitcases? That's what you do? That's what you travel with?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
And one has all the hats. All the hats.
I have all my hats.
You have so many hats in that suitcase. From where I can see 12.
It's like my golfing hats. I have visors. I have like different color hats.
It's hard to travel with hats.
It is. It's really hard.
It's hard because they never keep their shape.
No.
Have you ever used shipsticks?
No.
I would love to see a shipsticks with your name on it. That'd be really funny.
Or how does it even work?
I don't know. I've never used it. They ship your golf clubs ahead of you.
Oh, that would give me anxiety.
You would need 2 sets of sticks to ship. Yeah, you would. They would be really funny though.
Yeah. I get really bad anxiety about losing my golf club.
Really? But can't they just zip you up another pair?
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Really?
Yeah.
You're so superstitious.
I have my
It
clubs.
Is exactly the same.
No, it's not.
They weight them, they measure them, they put the wraps.
Even if it's the same, all the shafts are different.
What?
Wait, is that a weird moment?
I just raised my eyebrows, if that's what you're wondering. So what do they do for the grips?
I don't know.
Do you do like half a wrap or whatever?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about golf clubs. Yeah.
You're sort of like a savant. Like, you're very smart about some things, but you have no idea about others.
I have no idea about a lot of things. I don't know. Some people are like, how do you live your life not knowing these things?
Yeah, how do you?
I don't know.
Let's talk about that.
I think that's the best part. It's just living, not knowing.
Just day to day.
Yeah, day to day. I mean, but the thing with my golf clubs is I can tell if they're like a gram off or like if something is off about them, like a half degree. Right. But I just know what's wrong. I can't explain what's wrong.
Do you care if the grooves aren't sharp?
I care.
Because I feel like a lot of people like shouldn't be caring about that.
I care a lot.
How do you clean out your grooves? Do you clean them or does Matthew?
Matt cleans them.
Biggest fight you and Matt have ever gotten in?
We've actually got into no fights.
He said he misread that putt the other day, the winning putt.
Oh, the...
He said you guys got into a little bit about that.
It was really funny. The one in Singapore?
Yeah.
It was so funny. He's going to like hate me for telling me the story, but...
He told me.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It was so funny. But from my point of view... I had this putt to win, and it was off the green. It was pretty long, and I was like, Matt, like, help me read this putt. And he was, like, getting all in it. He's, like, freaking out.
Because he doesn't normally help you with reads.
Not really. Like, half and half. And he's really good at reading greens. Like, yeah. He does a good job. But this time, he's, like, I think it's, like, you know, the pressure, and he's, like, getting really into it. He's, like, oh, my God. Like, and then there was, this, like, it was a big left-to-righter, and there was, like, an old hole cup in the way.
Right.
And he's, like, oh, my God, I don't know. Is it above it? Is it below it? He's, like, I don't know. I'm, like, what is it? He's, like, and he's freaking out, like, having a panic attack. I'm, like, Matthew, it's okay.
Just go chill.
Like, just... it's okay. It's above it. It's fine. Go. Just go.
Right.
Just go.
Yeah, he said he was, like, really starting to second guess himself.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I mean, that's probably, is that hard for you?
I think because he was freaking out so much, I was, like, it's fine. It's okay. Like, It's above the hole.
Right.
Let me answer the question for you.
Right. That is so funny. It seems like you guys are really lucky to know each other.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Such a, yeah, we have
such
a lot of fun
delicate
out there.
Relationship.
It is. It's an interesting relationship.
He said before meeting you, he was not into the whole caddy thing.
He's super into it.
Because now he's into it.
Yeah.
But he was playing professionally himself.
Yeah, he was on the
Canada.
Big break.
He was on the
anyone,
big break.
Anyone that's coming to Wilshire Country Club this week, please come to my cabin and be like, oh, were you on big break?
I gotta
he
do it.
He loves it.
I gotta do it.
Yeah.
And he's always had a beard, a solid beard.
Yeah.
But you guys, you know, do you find time to spend together when you're traveling or do you really
not
just
at
come
all.
To your own
thing? We don't.
You don't hang.
Like even at lunch today, I was sitting by myself and he chose not to sit with me. So I Snapchatted him.
You're like, Dick.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, hi.
Does he comment on your what do we eat? Does he follow you on what do we eat?
Yeah, he does.
If he unfollowed you, would you be mad pissed?
No, I don't really care.
You don't care?
I don't care. I honestly
like
don't
you
care.
You do kind of care.
I don't.
You don't.
I don't. It's a stupid account.
It's stupid. Well, yeah. I mean, it's not stupid if you like food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you really like food, then you'll like it. But it is a secondary stupid account, and I really enjoy it. And I'm that person that loves taking food pictures.
Right. It makes you happy.
Yeah. So I don't want to put it on my normal one because...
Here's the thing. You eat a lot of weird and interesting food.
I do.
You are very brave.
Thank you.
I wouldn't eat a lot of these things. You eat live... what's
squid?
That thing? Squid.
Yeah.
Someone actually had a question about that.
Yeah, it's good.
I can't remember the question because even the question grossed me out. Anything that's alive, I think, shouldn't be eaten. But
yeah,
you don't
that's
agree.
Probably like a good... But you live by.
You don't care.
Yeah, I'll try anything but once.
You'll literally eat anything?
Yeah.
Would you ever
not
eat
bugs.
Testicles?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You would not? See, there you go.
It depends if it's cooked.
Raw.
No.
Cooked.
Not a chance. Maybe.
Boiled.
No. Boiled testicles sound even worse than raw.
Like, so I worked at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And on Easter, they were like, hey, we're going to serve billy goat. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, and then the chef was like, come here, I want you to try something. And he showed me the full-on goat, like,
oh, no.
Cut. And then he took the head. This is a disgusting story. If you're vegan, just turn it off. He chopped open the skull, poured out the brain.
No.
And gave it to me.
No.
And he was like, you have to eat that.
No.
And I was convinced to eat it. I ate it with olive oil, salt and pepper, and bread. And it tasted just kind of like really wet boogers.
That's disgusting.
And then I threw up.
That's disgusting.
Like 10 minutes later, I was actually giving someone the specials, and I realized that I had brain in my stomach. What's the grossest thing you've ever eaten? Cockroach? Crispy cockroach in Asia. Those are really popular.
Yeah. There's a Korean food that I will not eat. It's a blood tofu like kind of thing. It's like just a block of blood in soup.
Ew.
And it's just like you can taste like the blood.
It just tastes like metal.
It's exactly. Ew. It's like... blood red. Nasty. And my parents used to tell me, oh, it's just like red tofu.
Right, because your parents are both Korean?
Korean,
or
from Korea, yeah.
Okay, and so they full. You were there last night making kimchi, it looked like?
Yeah, my auntie made everything, the whole Korean spread.
You let some of the food go into your regular account, I saw it.
Yeah, I did.
You made your own kimchi?
Oh, no, my auntie did.
Your auntie did.
I don't know how to cook Korean food.
Really?
It's really difficult.
That seems interesting.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's really hard.
Wouldn't you want to?
Yeah, but I mean, if you have people that cook it really well for you,
they do better, right?
Yeah, then you're.
What's your favorite? I already asked you this, but I can't remember. You don't think you gave me a real answer. Favorite thing to cook when you're at home?
I like smoothie bowls, but that's not really cooking.
Yeah, that's that wasn't actually an acceptable answer. That's like throwing ingredients together.
I like making like zucchini noodles stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Pad Thai, spaghetti.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, but with everything with zucchini.
And noodles. Do you have people come over and you all cook dinner together?
Yeah.
It's like an event.
Yeah, when we do cook at home in Jupiter, we do like crock pot chicken.
Oh, that sounds
so
good.
Like a whole like chicken in the crock pot. And right. It's like, yeah.
And then do you watch a scary movie with your friends?
No, they want to watch it with me.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're scared of it?
No one's really into it, yeah.
Yeah, people are kind of scared of that stuff.
Yeah. I have one friend that watches it with me. So it's...
I went on a date once. This is a long time ago. And she was like, do you want to come over? And I was like, okay. And she's like, I've been wanting to watch this movie. Will you watch it with me? I can't watch it alone. And I was like...
Ooh, that move. That's a strong move.
I was like, all right, well, you're hot. Let's totally watch it. And it was, I swear to God, The Human Centipede.
That's disgusting.
It was disgusting.
I can't.
And we watched it.
Although the South Park episode of Human Centipede was really good.
I didn't see that.
It was really, you should watch it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Apparently you were on Parks and Rec last night. Did you hear that? I don't watch TV, but someone mentioned it.
I think it was a couple of seasons ago, no?
Okay, maybe it was a couple
like
seasons ago.
It's like a Photoshop picture of me in a bikini.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My friend showed it to me. Yeah. It's really interesting.
But yeah, The Human Centipede. So anyway, what? No, not for you. A bad date. Tell me about it. You're single.
Yeah, I am.
How is it possible?
I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
My
boyfriend right now is Netflix.
Great.
Yeah.
Netflix,
I have zero drama in my life, and it's amazing.
That's good.
I love listening to my friends' drama and be like, ha-ha. I'm really unsympathetic because like, when they listen to me and they give me their problems, I'm like,
Right.
Oh, that's your
fault. I don't care. Because you were in a relationship and now you've been single for a minute.
Exactly.
And you're okay with it. You like it.
I love it.
You're 28.
Yeah. I'm kind of freaking out that I'm almost like close to like 30-ish.
Really?
Yeah. I have moments where I'm like, oh my God, I'm single. I'm going to be single for the rest of my life.
But do you sort of, how does your single life look? What's it like for Michelle?
I play golf.
And I watch movies.
I come back home.
And I watch movies that are
scary. I lay
scary
down in my
shit.
Bed. And I turn on Netflix. I'm currently, this is how single I am.
Okay.
To prepare for the second season of Westworld, I've decided to rewatch the first season of Westworld to prepare myself for the second season.
You should make sure you really get every detail.
Exactly.
Westworld's a really good show.
It's a really good show. Really getting into it.
Yeah. I love James, what's his name? The young guy. The young guy, James Marsden, Madsen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. They're all good.
Right. That's interesting. So, and do you go on dates or how does that work?
I just don't want to right now.
You don't want to? You're not even interested?
I
Because you must get hit up all the time.
If there's any effort being made on my part, I'm just like, meh.
Right.
Meh.
You're like, maybe.
Meh.
Because you must get hit up all the time.
Not really.
And you're, no?
No. Not as much as you would
say. Friends of friends must be like, I have a guy for you.
No.
You just don't care.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I live a very drama-less life right now.
Being single has phases. I think when you first, because you and I actually, we were hanging out when we both became
exactly.
single again.
Yeah.
And we were both talking about like how fun it is.
Yeah.
And then I think we just got exhausted.
And then the next time we talk, we're like, yeah, we're kind
of I'm just so tired of it all. All I want to do is just nothing.
Yeah. That's
like I just want to get off the plane and come home and go to bed.
Yeah. That's.
I want to turn the lights down low and just watch a movie with my fucking dog.
Yeah.
And that's, that's.
I think we're in that phase right now.
That's 2018.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the last little bit here. So social media, like you use it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that benefits a lot of people. How, like we talked a little bit about like how funny it is, what would we do before all this happened?
Mm-hmm.
But, what's your favorite part about it? Like,
My favorite part about it is direct from me to the people. I think back in the day, everything was, perceived through the media. Everything about me is through a filter. It's through someone else's eye. Whereas people can actually, I do all my social accounts, Instagram and Twitter myself. So everything that people see is what I put out. And I like that. Yeah, it's through my point of view and it's my life and how I like to portray it. So I think people, I've gotten to know me better through interviews and, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Even just the way you approach the comments and the funny stuff, I find it entertaining.
Yeah.
And you can tell it's you.
Yeah.
But some people don't. Some people it's not them. Who's your favorite person to follow that you don't know?
A lot of people. I follow these bloggers, Song of Style.
Okay.
I like her because she's Korean American as well.
She lives in LA, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I actually came across her account years ago.
Yeah, I love it.
And then BuzzFeed did an article about her because she was like a up and coming fashion influencer. Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
And she does food and coffee. She don't post anything.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. Yeah.
You're into it.
I am too. And it's like, I think also because, you know, first generation Korean American, I can relate a lot to it and I like it.
In terms of what? Like, can you just give me an overview of that real quick? Like,
just how it is to have, you know, immigrant parents, and how it is to navigate America through, you know, kind of minority eyes and,
right,
you know, just kind of going through that. And kind of when you meet someone that has a similar background, it's kind of cool to watch and how they are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the coolest things about the internet is really you get this opportunity to connect with people that you are really, really like.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that, like, I've always thought it was funny because the idea that you're going to be in your hometown, wherever that is, and you're going to meet someone there and you're going to spend the rest of your life together.
Yeah.
I was like, that's ridiculous.
I know. It's weird.
The world is huge.
Yeah.
You know, there was, The Onion ran a funny article that was like, unbelievable odds, man and woman meant for each other, met in small town. You know, and it's like soulmates.
Exactly.
So even friends, that kind of happens. I find, you know, that's kind of one of the things where I'm like, I don't know if I need to be in LA anymore because a lot of my closest friends don't even live here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing, though. I like that, though. You kind of go to a new place and you meet people and stuff and get to know people.
I don't know. I can't. I feel like I've been as entertaining as I can be. I feel like
you, I'm kind of done. Reached your max.
I'm at 55 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm self-conscious because I know that you have a busy day and you're trying to be in a golf tournament.
I probably have to go and get my physio from downstairs.
They don't come here?
They do. They come here, but...
Oh, you got to meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And get them up.
Like, I would feel so bad if you were like, you had to withdraw because you didn't get your physio and it was like my fault.
It is your fault.
Because, you know, like the only people listening to this are my mom and dad. Do you want to say anything to my parents?
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Lang. Son makes really good cookies. And he unfollowed my food account.
But it's because I'm going to follow it again.
And then he's going to mute me.
I'm going to unfollow and mute. That's my new thing. I'm going to do that.
Yeah. I just changed your world.
I mean, I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to follow it and I'm going to comment on every photo.
Oh my God. Don't be that weirdo. Don't be that weirdo.
I'll just be like, yum, looks good. So cool. Love you, Michelle. When can we hang? Where are you? Looks fun.
That's what I do.
Invite?
I'm like, where was I? Where was my invite? Save one for me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it.
Thank you.
I don't know how to end a podcast, though.
Yeah.
How would you say we should end it? I'm bad at ending a podcast.
I don't know.
I was like trying to come up with like a phrase.
Oh, well, yeah. What? This you need is a catchphrase.
This is Eric. See you on the fairway, on the tee box.
No, so it's bad. Weird, yeah.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
You
got to be like, you know, Ron Burgundy.
Well, what does he do?
Stay classy, San Diego.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Yeah. Something except, like that. It has to be that good, though.
It needs to be really good.
Yeah.
See, but I'm not like the cheesy host. I'm more like the unassuming host, right? That's like...
Yeah. Or just go, bye, Mom and Dad.
That's what it is. I think you figured it out.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
See you soon.